All right, so, yep, round seven's done. Round eight's coming on. How did you go with the tipping, boys?
Great. Not bad. I think I'm a best week since round one. I got seven.
Yeah. You got right. Seven this week?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So I got eight then?
I guess so.
Well, you would have only tipped.
You only got the Brisbane game wrong.
Is that all?
No, there was definitely another one I got wrong. Let's have a look. So we got Collingwood right. We got Brisbane wrong. And we tipped Hawthorne, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we both tipped Hawthorne.
I think we all tipped Hawthorne.
Yeah.
So then you got three wrong because you would have got the Dockers wrong.
You got six as well.
Well, I assume so because I've got the Collingwood Geelong
wrong. You got the first two wrong.
But I got Brisbane right.
And Melbourne wrong as well.
Yeah, I guess you got six then.
Yeah, because I was seeing here, I got seven, and I was like, that's my best score.
On here, I got six. Oh, because I changed my Freo one.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, so that actually works out right then.
Yeah, okay.
Because I put my tips on the website and then changed them when we did the podcast.
Right.
But I changed two, and I got one right, one wrong.
So it switched, so yeah.
It just swapped.
But your margin's the only thing that's really affected.
So it's actually the same.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, six tips. Sorry. Sweet. But still my best since round one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've got seven this year.
Yeah, no, that was one of my worst ones, but I my streak
is... One of your worst ones? You got six as well.
What do you mean?
How can it be one of your worst if you still got six?
So then how did he beat me? Oh, because he
tipped
margin.
Collingwood on the podcast.
Oh. Yeah.
Right. Dang it. I didn't even realise that. I thought I did terribly. Okay, but my streak is... my highest current streak is...
You're on five. Yeah, I'm on four. I'm just
currently. Yeah. I'm on two. I'm playing it safe.
Way too safe then.
Nah, I got two out of two in the last one.
No, I'm coming hard. I think I put four in this week. So
yeah.
Four. Another four.
This week, I've got no confidence on any of them, so I don't know if I'm actually going to do the streak or not and just keep the five alive. But anyway.
And it's the flexi as well. It's hard to get back up. There's a few people that are a few hundred ahead, and it's going to be very difficult to catch them.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll keep chipping away, and I'll be there at the end.
Yeah, but long story short, I will suffer a punishment for last week. We have been busy this week, so stay tuned because next week we'll just do the double up.
We haven't figured out what next week's punishment is, but...
Or we could both suffer the same one next week and make it a little easier.
Why do you say we could both?
Well, because it won't be me again.
Oh,
less it is you again.
Yeah, then you have double trouble.
Double dosage. we'll work that out. But yeah, stay tuned for that for next week. Okay, so
it's still gonna be a super sour punishment. And on the punishment thing, I'm thinking we can keep it the same, or for this footy frenzy, there's a bunch together. Maybe what do you think about doing just those four rounds as one and just have a big punishment?
Oof.
Oh man.
So like one of those.
Or we can just do a week round by round, which means we'd have to do a few more punishments.
We could do the same thing that I did last time with the tennis, so get Peter and Cooper in, but add another two people serving as well as a mega punishment.
Boy.
Or something
we can
like
figure out the mega punishment, or we can just keep it the same and keep coming up with
little ideas.
Yeah, I guess slightly smaller punishments.
Well,
just an idea. I'll throw it out there.
Give it some thought, yeah.
Maybe next week.
Yep, we'll work something out.
Cast your vote.
All right, round eight tips. Let's get into them.
Round eight, here we go. Gold Coast and Western Bulldogs. Big game for Gold Coast. It's their first prime-time game.
Mm.
How exciting.
They have been playing an exciting brand of footy, so they deserve the prime-time showing.
I think against the Bulldogs as well, like it's another team that's exciting. So this should be actually a good Thursday night match. I've gone the Bulldogs by 12, two goals.
All right, yeah. Let me check my margin. I've gone the Bulldogs by 17.
Ooh, a bit more. Yeah.
I've gone the Suns by 6. So I don't like these early starts to the round, and I'm going very different to you guys, but... The Suns have actually been a lot more consistent than the Dogs, even though the Dogs, when they win by a bigger margin.
And then in their home deck as well, and it's going to be wet, so you never know.
Mm.
You never know when it's wet.
So, yeah, I've just gone Suns by a goal. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. Sweet. GWS and Tigers though on Friday night. I literally flipped a coin before
we started. Yes, I witnessed.
I have no confidence in this at all. I've gone the Giants.
Yeah. I have also gone the Giants.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, that's all right. At least we've all gone the same.
I've got no confidence in that at all. It doesn't
really matter.
That could go anyway.
That's big because obviously Richmond smashed them last time. And GWS have been pretty poor. But yeah. Then Richmond don't have most of their grand final
team. It's like a team, well, a bunch of good players versus a good team with no players.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're going to see. It's going to be interesting.
I'm actually looking forward to that one as well. But yeah, very interesting to see what happens. Not confident. At least we're all the same on that one. I think we'll be a bit more confident with our tips on Saturday. We're at North Melbourne Carlton.
I've gone the Blues.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, Blues.
Carlton for me.
Did you watch that last, the Blues v Port Adelaide game?
Yeah.
I listened to it on the radio.
It was one of the best games of the weekend.
Can I say though, kicking a goal off a siren is great. Good on Robbie Gray. But I don't know if it's this season where nothing's gone right, but they made it into such a big thing throughout the week. And I can't remember a normal goal after the siren in a normal home and away season where they made it such a big thing.
Mm.
And the kick was hard-ish, but it wasn't impossible.
Yeah.
Nick Dal Santo keeps saying only one person in the comp could do that. I was like, that's rubbish.
No.
Absolutely rubbish. Robbie Gray, good job, but
they need clickbait, all these media people.
Absolutely. It was a good goal off the siren, but it wasn't as good as everyone's making it.
As soon as anyone kicks a goal off the siren, then all the media start saying, if there was anyone kicking a goal off the siren, I would have chosen him. But the classic ones for Freo, Dave Mundy and Michael Walters, they probably would be the ones you choose from the Freo team to do it, but it's quite funny that after every time there's a goal off the siren, I wouldn't put the kick in anyone else's hands, but from this bloke, he's...
Yeah, but you take away, let's say the end result was, let's say it was 5 minutes earlier finish, it still would have been one of the games of the round. Game was actually quality performance.
The interesting thing is that he missed two opportunities himself.
Earlier on,
3 minutes before that. He missed a set shot, which was easier, and he just handballed off in the goal square, which, if you're an experienced player, you should probably put that yourself.
That's it. So I'm a bit surprised about I'm really happy with the way the Blues are playing. I'm really enjoying watching them, and the Roos just haven't been showing up lately. So are we all going the Blues then?
Yeah, I think we are.
Yep, okay. So then the next one is the Swans v Hawks. I've gone the Hawks purely because the Swans have not done anything really exciting.
I've also gone with the Hawks. I think a bit of pressure, they can perform. They got enough good players and experience. They can need a win, so they'll win.
They've got Hawks as well.
Yeah, we've all got the same there. I wasn't convinced with their game against Melbourne last week, but it's just that the Swans are worse, I think. Then Port Adelaide versus St Kilda, which should be an interesting game, I think. Port Adelaide is who I've tipped though. I think they're still a better side, but Saints have been playing pretty well.
Yeah, Port for mine, at home. Last week, now the thing about their victory last week is that they had to get up at 4:30, catch a plane, drive to the game, then come back in one day. That's insane.
But yeah, I don't think they're going to beat Port, especially with the Port home crowd. Yeah, there you go. Port all round, I guess. And Sunday we got Adelaide versus Essendon. Essendon showed us that they weren't quite what we thought they were.
Nah. So, yep, no confidence in this because the Crows actually played somewhat competitively. But I still think... there is a little bit of confidence that the Bombers should still get over the line.
They should still, yeah, but there is a little bit of doubt. Because you think Adelaide... Surely they'll win at least one game.
Yeah.
They're not going to win less, are they? And they are at home. Essendon did show that they can be beaten. But yeah, they've also gone Essendon.
Yeah, Essendon looking pretty good. They're just outside the eight, but they got a game in hand still. And they've been pretty convincing.
Yeah, that's true.
They've had a relatively easy draw.
Yeah, well, at least easiest.
You can't get easier than that, can you?
Yeah, so if you go to beating the bad teams, they'll win this week.
But they are away, and we've seen teams struggle when they're in the hub. But these guys are in the hub and then travelling away from the hub. That's another element as well.
Righto, so then the Eagles and the Pies in Perth, which should be a good game.
I think this is game of the round.
Yeah.
It should be.
Huge.
I've gone the Pies, only because the Eagles have only beaten bottom tier teams, even though like we've started seeing some good quality play from the Eagles coming back. I just think Collingwood's got a little bit more reason for my confidence.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Collingwood are definitely one of the form teams. Degoe's out, so I'm not sure where their scores are going to come from, but they do have plenty of quality forwards. So Stevenson will be able to play that goal square role, which he plays pretty well.
Majacek
started to pick up. They'll bring someone else in.
Jamie Elliott.
And there's a few others down there that can kick goals, but their defence is just amazing at the moment. And I don't know, like, I feel like their midfield can easily match the Eagles. And so I think they win slightly in the midfield and they win the defence. But it'll be interesting to see how they do going forward. But on that, I think, yeah, Collingwood will win in what could be a low-scoring game.
Yep. What about you, Dougie?
Nah, back the Eagles in. Nah, I think, well, like not super convinced, but I think it'll be a close game, good game. Just gotta back my boys, you know. Sometimes you gotta back your boys in.
I was close to the Eagles just because they're at home. I think if it was in Melbourne, it would have gone quite easily. But the fact that Eagles are at home does make them a bit more enticing. But I think, I'm just gonna stick with Collingwood. The ruck battle is going to be an interesting one because the actual ruck contest, you think, would be pretty close, but maybe Nanui gets a hold of Grundy, maybe. But then Grundy around the ground is probably going to make Nanui work pretty hard, so that's a good battle, I think, to look for.
Yeah, definitely the game that I want to watch.
Interesting, the last two grand finals being replayed. One was one of the best of the last 20 years, one was probably the worst of the last 20 years.
I've lost so, the finals,
So we'll see how they go this week.
That's true. The grand final replay round.
Yeah, and then there's Melbourne v. Lions.
Another classic grand final.
No,
maybe not.
Nah. Melbourne haven't been to the grand final a long time, let's be honest.
What do you think of when was the last time Melbourne in the grand final? I actually could not tell you.
Yeah, neither. But, of course, I'm going for the Lions. Never in doubt.
Lions. Yeah, have to.
Yeah.
Have to do the Lions.
A home game away. Away game at home.
Yep. Is it at the Gabba or is it at Metricon?
Oh, does it matter?
I think it's Metricon. Yeah. I think that's why they can say that they're away.
Yeah, okay. Well, so yeah, I'm going the Lions. And then the game to finish it off with... So we've all gone the Lions, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. And then the game to finish it off with is Freo v Geelong.
Mighty Dockers.
I've gone Geelong. Just because they should win.
I've gone Geelong as well, but Freo have always had an opportunity to upset the Cats in the past, so I was a little bit sketchy on this one.
Same fixture last year or the year before? At Optus, Freo won.
Optus, Freo won.
So Geelong have won at Optus.
30-odd points.
Yeah.
That's what I'm very tempted to hit Freo, but I changed my mind last week and I got it wrong, so I think I'm going to stick Geelong and then just support Freo, and if we get the win, then I don't care.
Right.
But... Freo Geelong always seems to entertain. There's a few classic encounters back in the day, like Matthew Scarlett punching Hayden Ballantyne, that kind of thing.
Yep.
We had a few close games, then Freo winning last year as well, but I think it should be a good game. I'm very excited for it.
So we've all gone the same, except for I've gone Suns instead of the Dogs, and then
gone Eagles, except...
We've gone Collingwood.
Yeah.
Yep.
So does that mean... Oh, no, I guess I can still lose.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. Interesting. We'll see what happens tonight then.
Alrighty. Have you got a Quokka Socks player of the week?
I do. I didn't have to look too hard as well.
Yep.
I've gone for Maxi Gawn.
Ooh, big one.
He's been very, very good the last few weeks. But last week in particular, I think he was a standout. There's arguments for Petrarca as well. Everyone's on the Petrarca train at the moment. But I think Maxi Gawn, the 22 disposals, he had 16 contested. I think he was at like 77% efficiency, which is pretty good. 27 hit-outs and 8 intercept sessions. He was everywhere, and a big reason that they managed to comfortably win against the Hawks. So Big Maxi got a pair of big... Actually, what size cocker socks do you have?
Well, they're just you. One size fits most.
Hopefully they fit him.
He might have to give it to his wife or something.
Yeah, look, anyway, socks are coming your way if you reply.
Yeah, has anyone replied yet? I don't think anyone has.
No.
But I feel like Max is a chance. Last week?
My check.
Yeah.
Hey?
Max is a chance. Surely Max.
Surely.
Surely. If he can't fit him on his feet, you'll have to put him on his hands and like, make him gloves or something.
Fucking gloves. That's good. All right. Well, who's on next week? Doug, is that
you? Yeah, it's me.
No. Keep your eyes peeled, mate. Something else. Right.
Will do.
I'm going to call it again.
Fucking you. Doug, have you got any big news?
No.
He still hasn't. How do you feel about this, Andy?
I'm just disappointed, really. Well.
I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
No, it's not even, like, neutral anymore. It's like, oh, well, I guess he's not having anything. There's going to be no news. That's fine, I guess. But, you know, you've disappointed me.
I do appreciate the fact, though, that he's not like those reporters we were talking about. Like, oh, there's no one else we'd want kicking the footy after the siren or the best after the siren. Like, he's not making fake news. At least he's...
This is true. He has said, don't expect anything. So,
yeah. I also did say, every time you ask, it won't happen. And you've asked every week since.
Maybe we don't want it to happen.
we're just seeing if there's...
Exactly. But you're still asking.
So yeah, but if there was a time to mention it, we're bringing it up.
If you do start it,
don't worry, ask if, afterwards, if, when it happens,
say yes.
When it happens, I'll bring it up. I'll be on top of it. I'll be all over it.
Okay. But sure. Sure.
We'll be patient.
In other words,
we'll wait here.
Don't ever mention it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Try to forget about it, and then when you've forgotten about it, bang, there it comes.
So anything else happened during the week, or yeah, anything else that's worth a talking point? My position is still the same as far as the rule changes are concerned. Like, they've buggered up the game as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, they're still having a look at... the holding the ball rule.
Oh, right.
We saw on Monday night, they had to apologise afterwards to the players because they just got the decisions all wrong. Yeah. So maybe this week there's going to be another tweak and we might, I don't know, might be arguing about it.
Get even more annoyed.
Next week as well, but yeah, look, I think they're just going to keep tweaking it until it sticks this year. But yeah, I think they're floating around other ideas. I'm not sure how serious they are, but there's a couple of players that I saw this morning thinking that a 16v16 could be an option to open up the game and have higher scoring, more space, more free-flowing footy. So that's based off reserves games being 16v16 due to the lack of players. They can't actually
do you have to shorten 18. The game even more then?
But no, considering I don't think
how
so.
Many games back-to-back?
I don't think so. I think that maybe they just take... Yeah, I'm not sure where they take them
from. Would they maybe one
maybe one defender and one forward taken out of the game, or you take a midfielder out. I'm not sure how they would do it, but like if they were to do 16v16, but then maybe if you do 16 on the field and 6 on the bench for extra rotations.
Yeah.
But then I guess you're not getting much game time. Yeah, I don't know, it's just things I think of. I don't know.
Maybe happen, bring like the sub rule.
Oh, gee whiz.
No.
Four on the bench and two subs.
That was rubbish for fantasy as well.
Yeah.
Every part of any rule change that has happened has been frustrating, and the sub rule was one of the worst.
Well, what I'm going to say is brace. Because I think there's something else that's going to come by the end of the year. There'll be another rule.
Honestly, I'm going to drop.
I'll put my money on it.
How do you feel about extra on the interchange?
I don't mind extra on the interchange, especially when you've got the fixture the way it is now. Like a lot of teams, like Brisbane, Geelong, and Collingwood, I think, and a couple of others have got like a 4-day turnaround. Like it's turning into an NBA fixture. So I reckon either more on the interchange bench or more interchange rotations is suitable for the sense of recovery and injury prevention.
Someone did the math, and I think they only get an extra... What was it? It was
75 seconds a quarter.
75 seconds a quarter.
You have two extras on the bench. Each player
only gets a minute rest.
Wow, that's interesting.
75 seconds. So over the game, it's a couple of minutes, but it's not a huge amount of difference. And most players are saying that they can run out of the games. It's just the injuries, but you can't really predict injuries. And even if you have extra rotations, you might not prevent those injuries still.
Yeah, and a lot of the gun midfielders.
But I think part of it's not like just having extra rotation. It's like, all right, this is one of our superstars. He's going to play half a game. And if we're in a comfortable position, we're just going to bring him for the rest of the game.
Yeah, but I mean, just don't play him. Just rest him the next week. Like, they should be able to run out. If they're fit enough, they should be able to run out of the game. It doesn't matter who they are. Or why are you trying to protect it? Put them in the goal square for a bit. Or, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, the gun midfielders are resting down
for you. You don't need to have someone sit on the bench for half a game just waiting because they might be coming on if they want to rest a star player.
Yeah, well, like, back in the, like, 90s and early 2000s, they didn't have, like, the interchange rules like they do now, but it was just that the coaches didn't have the big emphasis on constant rotations. So players would sit for half a quarter and then come running out. And so it would open the game up because people wouldn't exhaust themselves so that they had to go off for a rotation because they knew then, oh, if I'm off, I'm off for, you know, in the next 15 minutes or so. And so that was one way that they, like, the game style naturally was a bit more one-on-one and a bit more open because kind of didn't want to yet force yourself onto the bench. But now, because everyone's like, just go run your guts out, provide that contest, then come have a quick rest and then go back out again, where I think a lot of these rule changes are coming from in the sense of, like, they want to reduce the cluster around the ball, whereas if they put the interchanges down to, like, only 20 a game, they would force players to not, you know, just flat out be around the ball as often as they can be. But I doubt that will ever happen because it takes away the speed of the game. Anyway, I reckon they should just take it back to 10 years ago. That's my opinion.
You're suggesting a rule change?
Yeah, and then just leaving it like that. But I said that at the beginning of the year, remember, I was like, the rule change that I would create would be to then restrict them from changing any further rules for 2 years.
And your rule changes would only be going back to old rules?
I've always been on the opinion that, like, the best rules would be the ones where you eliminate as much grey area as possible. So, like, I believe if you want to do deliberate out of bounds, do it last one who touches it, it's then a free kick, or go back to the old way where
Between the arcs, though. Because in the defence, if you go to spall, like, people might be spalling the ball out. Like, that's going to be so much harder.
But between the arcs, that makes sense. But then, like, or the old school thing where it was, like, if it was touched, it was a throw-in, and if it was a kick out in the full, it's a free kick. And it was just black and white. It was easy. Things like that. I would rather it just go back to that black and white kind of rules.
The deliberate out-of-bounds is one that I don't like. The ones where players grab it and run over the line.
See, like,
they pretend like they're trying to keep it in, but, like, they're just grabbing it and hoping someone tackles them over. Like, if you're, in my opinion, if you're holding the ball in two hands when you're going over the line, you haven't made an attempt. Like, because they're doing this holding the ball now, whereas if you have, if you're not showing that you're trying to get rid of it, then that's holding the ball. So deliberate out of bounds, if you're not making an attempt to keep it in play by handballing or kicking or, like, knocking it back in, then that's deliberate out of bounds.
You have to be a good actor now. Like, that's pretty much what they're asking you to do. But, like, the deliberate rush behind, I've never liked that because the punishment is that you're putting an extra point on the scoreboard. Like, you're not just going to go willy-nilly, oh, I'm going to rush it behind and give them a point. You're doing it because you're under pressure. It's not that you're ever going to do it if you're not under pressure. So I never understood why they would create a grey area around that when...
Well, deliberate behind should be definitely different to deliberate out of bounds.
Yeah.
Because, as you say, it's worth points. So it's like, it's obviously...
You've already been punished. Yeah.
By having a point against them. And if they're under pressure, then they can go out and reset. And if they want the game to be more free-flowing, then that's better.
Yeah, see,
but they have that zone. Is it right? They have a zone where if you're within that and under pressure.
Only the goal square length.
Yeah, with the 9 metres. But then again, Jack Riewoldt pushed a player across the line. And they called it.
I'm not sure about that.
But that's it. It gives you the opportunity for a grey area. My opinion's always been if you create the rules, like, back to how they were, if a team wants to, like, it gets more goals from stoppages, then they want to create more stoppages. So they'll hit it out of bounds, get the throw in, and then they go, well, we can reset because we're a better team like this. Whereas the other team, if they're not good at stoppages, they would try their best to prevent stoppage, you know, and it would create tactics around those kind of things, whereas right now the rules committee are determining what tactics can and cannot be used, really, which is what frustrates me the most. So I reckon if they took it back to just as much black and white ruling as possible rather than grey area, then it would just, teams could play to their strengths and not have to worry about umpires influencing that. So yeah, I reckon the 16 men on a ground and all that, that's just, again, like a rule change for the sake of a rule change in the whole scheme of things.
Yeah.
We've been playing with the paint on a field for how many years now, so why change it? But anyway, yeah, we'll watch this space because, like you said, they're probably going to just keep tweaking throughout this season and just making it more and more of a shambles than it already is. Like, there's already enough inconsistency as it is with fixturing. Why add more confusion to it? But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, the best segment, as we always say, QWS, Quizzes with Sandy. All right.
Are you ready, Doug?
Are you both ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So I believe it's 3-2 to Doug still overall.
Is this another writing down one?
This one will be a writing down one. There's 20 questions.
Okay.
So actually you got 20 lines there. Maybe you write 1 to 20 like you used to do back in school.
I was talking to a listener during the week and he said that he would enjoy it even more if we did one question and then we went through our answers. Rather than that way, because as the listener, they're listening, they then think, oh, I'll answer the questions as we go through it as well.
So, right.
Yeah, it's good to have some feedback, so we'll apply that one.
All right. So this quiz is based around player trades. So it's not the trade itself, but we're looking at the club the player was drafted to. So these players are at a different club now than what they were drafted to.
Okay, yep.
So I'm going to say a player name, and you're going to give me the club original that drafted them.
Right.
Okay. So we'll start off very easy, and there's 20 questions, and it gets a little bit harder, but you know all the players, so you should be able to get most of them, I think. All right, we ready?
Yep.
Question one, Lance Franklin.
Are they all current players?
They're all current players, yeah. So Lance Franklin's playing for Sydney, so who drafted him? The answer?
Hawthorn.
Well done.
Cool.
Tick. 1 out of 1. Question 2. Tim Kelly. Plays for West Coast Eagles. Who drafted Tim Kelly? Should be a quick one. The answer? Geelong.
Yeah.
Tick. 2 out of 2. We should be 2 out of 2, are we?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, good.
You kind of just revealed the answer before any of us did then.
Well, I mean, if you got that wrong. All right. Let's step up a notch. Question 3. Jack Gunston. Hawthorn Premiership player. 3-time Premiership player. Jack Gunston. Who drafted Jack Gunston?
Oh.
There's only 17.
Options. No way. North Melbourne.
Wrong.
I said Port Adelaide.
Close. It's Adelaide.
Ah!
Close.
Stitched up. All right.
Question 4. Base for the Bulldogs. Josh Bruce. Who drafted Josh Bruce?
We both answered.
St.
Kilda. GWS.
GWS is right.
Really?
For St. Kilda, is it GWS?
I didn't know. Oh, dang.
You read out the three clubs.
I didn't
know clubs.
That's why. I didn't remember him in that list.
Oh.
I should have flicked over the page. He's right there.
All right. Gosh, question Bruce. 5. We have Collingwood player, Levi Greenwood. The answer, North Melbourne.
Yeah, sorry.
Sweet. So we're both on 3?
No, I got 4.
You're on 4, that's right. Sorry. Can move slightly ahead. All right, here we go. Number 6, James Aish. Who drafted James Aish? Confident?
It's Brisbane.
Here we go. Brisbane. Hey. Well done. Question 7.
We didn't want him anyway.
Question 7. Adam Saad. Currently plays for Essendon. Who drafted Adam Saad? The answer?
Gold Coast.
Well done. Question 8. Number 1 draft pick currently plays for Port Adelaide. Jack Watts.
Melbourne.
Very well done. Okay. Question 9. Plays for Hawthorn. Jarman Impey. Who drafted Jarman Impey?
Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide.
Yep.
Done. On a roll here.
This is a good quiz too.
Here we go. Number 10. This is a good one. Josh Walker. Josh Walker.
Currently plays for who?
He plays for North Melbourne. Who drafted Josh Walker?
He's on a 3-5 list as well.
Ooh, maybe a little hint there.
You know he's like only 25 or something.
He looks like he's 68. Yeah.
Took a brilliant mark as well.
Yeah, he's not. He's like one of those handy players, I think.
Yeah.
He's never going to be a superstar. So,
a role player.
So who drafted the role player? Josh Walker. Got an answer for us, Doug?
Going to have to give you a countdown, I reckon.
5, 4
Brisbane?
3
Geelong.
2 1 Geelong is the answer. Well done. Just before Brisbane. So Brisbane was the middle club. Number 11. Should get this one. Port Adelaide spearhead, Charlie Dixon.
Suns?
Yeah, but maybe just play a little bit.
I watched that you're finished right.
Gold Coast is correct. Okay, number 12. Recently out with a knee injury, Jeremy Howe. The high-flying pie. Who drafted Jeremy Howe?
Do you know what it is?
Melbourne.
Yeah.
Melbourne, yeah.
So it's funny because he moved from Melbourne because he wanted to be a forward.
Yeah, so I've heard that.
And then he played 2 games and they're like, no, you're not a forward.
Ended up being one of the best intercept markers down in defence. There you go. All right, number 13. We're going to start stepping up another level here, I think. Callum Sinclair. Plays for Sydney Swans. Big Ruckman. Who drafted Callum Sinclair?
You done? Eagles?
Yeah.
Eagles is correct. Well done. Alright. 14. Travis Collier. Bring down the Dockers, little man. Who drafted Travis Collier? Good answer.
I said Richmond.
Essendon?
Essendon is correct. Oof. Here we go. It's level again now.
I'm still one behind.
You're still one behind. Yeah. Oh, I need to keep up.
Dougie's, he's keeping track.
Here we go. Number 15. Lincoln McCarthy. You should both get it, Geelong.
Geelong, yeah.
Well done. Number 16. This guy's moved around a fair bit. Tom Scully. Currently at the Hawthorn. One of the best runners in the comp. Who drafted Tom Scully? Got an answer?
Melbourne.
Melbourne is correct. All right, number 17. One of the tackle machines. Blessed St. Kilda, Jack Steele. Who drafted Jack Steele? The answer?
GWS.
Well done.
All right. I almost got psyched out on my last.
We've got 3 questions left. All right, 18. Zach Tui, the Irish cat, Geelong cat. Zach Tui. Who drafted Zach Tui? Played, I think, 120 games for his previous club.
Just looking through all the teams.
So I'm not sure it can help looking at other players.
No, other teams.
Oh, right.
Oh. Is it Carlton?
It is Carlton. Yeah, boy. Well done. We got there at the end. All right, guys. 2 left. 2 big boys, 2 ruckmen. All right, we're going to finish strong. Doug, you need to get both. Campbell needs to get 0.
For me, yeah, it's a tie.
For a draw. Number 19, Jared Witts. Who drafted Jared Witts?
Oh.
Sounded like a breakthrough there for Campbell.
Yeah. I had one answer. Changed it. I'm confident now.
So you know, dang, I got no idea. Did he even play for this club?
Good question.
No, just... It was all about the draft.
Do you have an answer?
I'm not a confident one. But because I have no idea. I'm tempted to say GWS, but...
It's not right.
I'm doing it too long. I've written too long.
The answer is Collingwood. Oh, Cambo.
It's clutch.
He did play for Collingwood. Hey. I don't remember that.
Who did you put down?
I had Geelong first. Yeah. And then I changed it to Collingwood.
Right,
I do remember now. He did play for Collingwood as well.
All right, Doug. This is finished strong for you. All right.
Triple points.
Toby Nankervis. Toby Nankervis. Richmond Ruckman? Who did he start with? Who drafted him?
That's a trick question. Who got drafted for Richmond?
The answer, Sydney Swans.
I got that wrong. I said Swans.
Ooh, he pulls one back. But overall, Cambo takes the points.
Yeah, boys.
It's 3-3 in the series. Yeah. How exciting.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. Disappointed. It's all right, Dougie. You can't win them all.
How's the aggregate looking, though?
It was 3-3.
The aggregate, the aggregate was never involved. Although it would have been highly in my favour.
It's just the momentum swing.
Okay. Well, that's good. I think you guys did pretty well. You got most of them right. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I got 1, 2, 3 wrong.
3 wrong and 4 wrong?
I don't know. Yeah, that was...
All right. Well...
No, well done. That was a good quiz. And you're doing a commentary one next time, hey?
Yeah, look, I'm building up to a commentary one. I think that's going to be the big one.
Is it going to be like guess who said it, or is it going to be like...
I'm going to have... I think I'm going to play the commentary. You give me the commentator and the player
they're
referring to.
Right, okay, that's cool.
I think that's what I'll do. But
or you could just say out the saying.
It's a work in progress. I think I'll say it because, yeah, I think if I play it...
It's too obvious.
It's too obvious.
Right, okay.
But it could be too hard then if I say it. So maybe I'll do a couple of each.
Right, okay.
You're not going to do the Boyd goal in the grand final, are you?
Boyd's kicked that goal from inside the centre square.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, I'll do a...
And then Luke Darcy, PT drops the magic.
Yeah, look, I'll try and find some good ones, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'll be in there. Anyway, well done. 3-3. And we'll see who can take the advantage next week.
So do we finish it off now with a bit of don't.
What's the difference between a pyromaniac and Adelaide?
What?
A pyromaniac wouldn't waste 7 matches.
That's very good.
You've lifted your game slowly.
I'm loving the Adelaide theme.